At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Sky's not falling after all. Hell of a response by the Tigers. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, and Chris Fallar on the updates. John, good morning.
Good morning, Jimmy. How you doing?
Good.
It's good to see you this morning, and it's great to see another Tigers dominant win.
How about that?
Yeah, and I tell you what, the energy, A.J. Hinch talked about the energy at Comerica, but all that energy was rooting on Riley Green and the little league home run that he had. And when you watch it on TV, right, they cut away to, you know, I forget who it was coming in to home plate because it was, you know, it was going to be RBI, you know, single, whatever. And then all of a sudden they go back to the outfield and, you know, oh, it gets by Abreu. And then they cut away to Riley Green. And he is, I mean, both smokestacks blowing, going around third base and the slide at home. That's fun baseball.
So I was watching the Tigers kind of like you do, where you have them on and a TV in the room and you're doing something at the same time.
Yeah.
And I hear multiple voice inflections from Benetti because it's the hit, but then it's also, oh, he botched it. Here we go. He's going. So I stop what I'm doing and I run over to the TV. I'm like, I got to see this. That inning was electric. It went on forever. They put up 9 runs. Nice cushion for Jackson Job, who maybe his best start of his MLB career. And they throttled the Red Sox. So message sent to a certain third baseman.
Yeah, no hits, 2 walks, and not much influence.
If you don't want to be here, we'll beat you. We'll beat you soundly.
That quote was ringing in my head all night last night.
Yep.
If you don't want to be here, then we'll beat you. And they'll have 2 more opportunities, obviously tonight and tomorrow. So that was sweet. And I'm wondering, for those that were there, couldn't really hear much on TV or over the radio. Was there any reaction, or did the fans just go on as business as usual? We don't care about you because you just play for somebody else.
Well, they were primed for booze because I saw AJ was asked about it before the game, and Bregman was asked about it before the game. And it was kind of like, oh, yeah, we expect it. Like, it's nothing new. He's been booed before.
Yeah.
But it wasn't some message sent by the fans.
No, I think the message sent was, we're just going to ignore you. We didn't need you.
You're irrelevant. Yeah. Well, we do need him.
Well, okay,
we don't have a third base.
We have the best record in Major League Baseball. Okay, and so, yes, would the Tigers be better with him? Sure.
Can we stop doing the we don't need him thing? Are we guaranteed a World Series? What are we talking about, John? Come on.
You're so annoying.
I mean, along of John's thinking here, it's like we made the playoffs last year. We didn't need Chapman.
Right.
But you always say you would be even better.
Well, we're going to talk about a few things today.
We could use Aaron Judge, couldn't we?
He wasn't available. Oh,
we could use Shohei Ohtani, couldn't we? We'd be better with him, wouldn't we? Would we be better with Bregman? Yeah, sure we would.
This is going to set the tone for some other stuff we're doing today. You're allowed to get better players. And when you're a good team, you can be a better team. And you're allowed to do that across all sports.
You are. But right now, you're the best team in the American League. And could you be better? Sure.
That's all I'm saying.
27-15, yes.
I'm not trying to cash a receipt because he's off to a hot start. I'm just pointing, we can't do the we don't need him thing. We didn't win a World Series. We're in pursuit of a World Series. We have a black hole at third base. Let's not do the we're better than Bregman routine. We're too good for Bregman routine. Because I think that's silly, John.
Okay.
But anyway, Tigers win, roll up 14 runs. Well, you're looking this up. Was this the most runs they had scored?
This is the day we're going to do this. No,
it's just when he said need is what set me off. That's all.
We don't have to light the fuse. You don't always have to engulf the flames and throw
throw a little gas on there. What was the question there?
I said, was this the most runs they've scored?
It is.
Yes.
14. I think they had 13 against the Angels.
Yes,
and
they did.
They had 18 hits against the Mariners earlier in the season, which is it matched their season high, but only 9 runs in that game. So this was what I loved about this was just the response. You didn't have the bats weren't active Saturday and Sunday, and you could say, well, it was the travel catching up. It was whatever, but I just love the response of, hey, that's not who we are. We're going to go out there. We're going to activate the bats. And we're going to attack when we sense blood in the water. And there was certainly blood in the water in that third inning. And Hulk couldn't get anything going. And they just left him out there.
Yep.
You watch the highlights or you were watching the game and you can see the look on his face like, somebody please come save me.
Dying on the vine.
Yes. And he was dead. But what I liked about Jackson Jobe's performance was... I believe it was the second inning. Got into trouble. Bases loaded, one out. One of the fastest runners in Major League Baseball on third base. Now, base running error on him, not tagging up. But for Jackson Jobe to be able to get out of that inning, not allowing a run, that I think is going to be a learning experience. First of all, don't get into that position with the two high fastballs when you got three, you don't just completely errantly miss above the strike zone. But to be able to load the bases with one out and be able to get out of that inning, I think it's a moment he's going to look back on and say, I gained a little bit of confidence there that I can get into trouble and I can get out of trouble. I can rely on my defense to make some plays, but we can get out of those situations.
Third inning for him loads the bases. He had 5 walks.
Okay, third, sorry.
And a hit by pitch earlier in the game. So when I say it's arguably his best start of the year, that's the thing you'd point to where you'd say, well, he did have a cleaner game against the Twins this year. But I'd love seeing the swing and miss stuff play for 7 strikeouts and 15 whiffs because that's the bigger indicator of what he's going to do because he's going to start pounding the zone and that stuff plays. People can't hit it.
You're right. And it's fun to watch and it's fun to watch a guy like this in his rookie season, because you're going to see some moments where you're like, ah, rookie.
Yep.
But then you're going to see some moments like the third or, even a hit batsman like that could throw off a young pitcher, can rattle him a little bit. And we saw Scooble do it on Friday and, a runner gets to first base. He taps his chest. My bad. But he moves on and it's still swing and miss. It's still dominant performance. It doesn't throw him off. Jackson Jobe didn't get thrown off.
No, and low key an important start. Like it's a game in May, so I don't want to like make a big deal about it. But we had discussed, hey, Flaherty's scuffling right now. Mize is injured. You're the young guy.
Got to have one.
Could you settle us down a little bit? And that third inning, John, that's before Detroit really got going. So the tenor of the game changes if Jobe, hey, loads of bases and oops-a-daisy, walks a guy, walks in a run or leaves something over the plate and gives up a couple runs. It changes the tenor of the early game. Mm-hmm. It didn't end up mattering because 14 runs is 14 runs. I mean, they could have thrown Kenta Maeda out there and probably won that baseball game. But it's good to see Jackson Jobe settle in.
That'd be tough. Have to fly him in from somewhere.
He'll get a hold in the game.
Yeah, exactly.
A 12-run lead.
No kidding.
Come on, how about that inside the park homer last night?
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
I told you about the, what was the topic we did? Or it was a cookie jar thing?
And would you rather?
I picked an inside the park walk-off. Like, I think that right, last night, the electricity on that play.
Yeah, that was, because you could feel it, from whether you were on the radio, because I heard Dan, and then when you see the highlight, in the morning, you hear Jason Benetti. Both those guys were going bonkers.
So I got in the car and I heard about it a little bit later. We were at Sam's game. Sam had his first like true triple last night.
Oh,
damn.
He roped one down the line.
Like, yeah. Get on your horse, boy.
That's right. No, it was, the ball was rattling down near the pesky pole down in Tecumseh.
Yes. Is that what they call it down there? That's the
K-Line's corner.
But, he had one of those in the minors coming up, by the way, Riley Green, too. I mean, I don't think he's running the same way he did when he was coming up, but he was huffing and puffing to get it.
Oh, he was huffing and puffing. Like I said, that was both smokestacks, and all eight cylinders were churning on that one.
So you had that last night. Tigers get their big bounce back, big offensive explosion. Jobe settles down, works through some issues, but settles down, pitches almost six innings of one-run baseball for the Tigers. The other thing that happened last night, John, they can't hurt us anymore. We're not in the lottery. They can't hurt us anymore.
You know what? I sat down to start thinking about what we were going to do yesterday, and I turned on the TV, and they were talking about, oh, yeah, tonight's the NBA draft lottery, 7 o'clock. I thought, oh, that's tonight. Like, we didn't have to sweat it or worry about it or hope, and it just was kind of nice to be in that position. We talk about it with the Lions. All right, you're picking 27, you're picking 28, you're picking, and it just changes the conversation. Knowing that your basketball team has changed the conversation of, we don't have to worry about the lottery. We're worried about our current active roster. We're worried more about free agency and not signing guys to two-year deals so we could sell at the deadline. We're actually talking about, hey, possibly making a move for Giannis. We're talking about Booker. We're talking about, and those are trades. We're talking about free agency. Like, this is an opportunity now where we're just looking at kind of the fun things in sports.
Poor Utah Jazz, right? Worst record, falls to 5. Been there. Not our problem anymore.
Yeah, don't feel bad.
So are they the new Pistons? They're getting dumped on now.
I think I saw 3 straight years now the team with the worst record has picked 5th.
That's stupid.
And I know we don't want tanking, but that feels extreme for teams that are legitimately bad.
Okay.
We were there.
Initial reaction when you heard Dallas won the lottery. Fix?
At least the thought, the mind wanders.
I mean, I don't believe in those things, but it does because, Dallas, you do a solid for the Lakers, the hood ornament of the NBA, and then we'll make sure that, we make up for it in the lottery because nobody will know.
Yeah, my response was, here we go again. Because I don't think it's rigged, but man, when that evidence continues to pile up, you go, man.
Is there a frozen envelope?
1.8%? Nico, okay. Getting a gift?
Because this happened to them, does this change the marketing thing at all? Like, could this be kind of a connect the dots to them moving him and the Pistons getting involved because they got young talent? I'm just speculating.
Maybe. I mean, again, Utah's not going anywhere. So I think young players that could get them big returns have to be considered. I think marketing should be available.
Could be. I mean, I think when you come away from the draft or the lottery with what happened, now all of a sudden it does change the possibilities of either trades or free agency. Those teams, because San Antonio, right? They're one of the teams that are vying for the services of one Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Now they fell to 5, so they can take Danny Wolfe. He's such a Utah player.
Oh, God. What does that mean?
He's such a Utah player.
248-539-9797. Some ticket text, lottery, Tigers win. We're going to do what I say this affectionately is one of the dumbest bits in radio coming up at 6:35 today. It's 97.1.
Hey, America's favorite place to watch all sporting events, but we can't wait for football season. So make your reservations now at Etsed Stadium Swim. It's located at Circa Resort and Casino. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for us, the sports fan. Chill in one of the 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view, no matter if you're in the pool, poolside, in a cabana, of their massive 40-foot-tall high-definition screen located at Circa Resort and Casino. It's in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there in one of the most entertaining places in this world, Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Carp on base. Torres drives him in. Hot start. Big day. 14 runs for the Tigers. 9 in that third inning. And Jackson Job, some big swing and miss. Came in and gave him a nice start.
How about Sweeney?
He had a 3-run homer in there that night, 9-run third inning.
Yeah, the month of May has been pretty damn good to him. I think he's, I heard last night in the post game, he's hitting just above about 450 in the month of May. Couple of home runs. I mean,
he is a former first round pick. I know, you know, he may have been looked at as a Band-Aid. Certainly playing more than that.
Yes. And it's, I mean, nice turn from third base. What was it? McKinstry to Sweeney on a tough ground ball. It just, things are, the defense is probably one of those areas where, yeah, you expect them to be okay. But they're playing much better defensively than I think anybody anticipated.
They continue to exceed expectations. Last night was great. If you were at the ballpark, you had a great time. John, you asked about the reception for Bregman. Ticket Texter says, are you guys deaf? They boot him every at bat. It was clear on the broadcast. And we listened back to it. It was a little louder than we realized. And this one says he was booed loudly from a guy at the ballpark. They were really letting him have it.
I was at one of many graduation events since I have a high school senior. And I was following along on my phone with no audio, so I did
why
not hear.
You consulted the people to see, yes. And we've got some response. Texter says, Vierling's back next week. Signed Jerry in South Lyon, talking about the third base spot. Costa, we don't need Bregman. Having him doesn't guarantee a World Series. Is that how we justify needs now in sports? We only think it's a need if it guarantees you a title?
Well, nothing's going to guarantee you a title.
So, but you still have needs, so this guy can shove it effectively.
Oh, okay. Yes, sure. Fine.
No, it's this idea, this like we're better than Bregman. Like he's an MVP candidate. He would be someone that we should want. And I just don't understand this. Like we don't want him.
But we wanted him.
We're happy to
boo.
He
didn't choose us.
Yeah. So we let him have it. We talk our smack. Yeah. But this idea that fans think we're better than Bregman is always kind of confused.
Well, I guess my take is we're just fine without him. I'm not going
to
sit there and say, oh, we need him. Oh, we have to trade for him at the trade deadline.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Let's hope we get him in free agency
in 26. You should want him, not hope. You should want him.
I want all good players.
Good. So we're on the same page. On the lottery, John, I thought the same thing as you. This is from Chad.
You're annoying me this morning.
We're only 20 minutes in. When I heard Dallas got the first pick, I thought the same thing you did, John. I thought it was fixed to make up for the Luka trade. Mm-hmm. And another one says it's got to be rigged. They gave up Luka. Now they get the number one pick.
Yeah.
A very popular takeaway was, great, now Cooper Flagg's going to be a Laker.
Give him a couple of years.
Yeah, you got to let him slack off on defense one or two times, and then Nico will send him out of town.
Yes. Let him get fat.
Yeah. Let him get some good eats down in Dallas, I guess. I don't know.
The food there is good.
I'm sure it is. But yeah, I just love that we're above this now, that we're not participating in this. I love that the lottery is not our concern as a playoff basketball team.
I love the fact that I didn't even know the NBA lottery was going to be last night. We all knew it was coming up at some point. Yeah. But, and I don't know, did you know yesterday morning when you woke up that the lottery was last night?
I had almost put it in my prep for Monday to talk about for Monday night, but then I completely forgot when Monday night rolled around.
I think what Jim is saying is that we don't need Cooper Flagg.
That's what I'm saying. We got Cade, Cunningham, and maybe more. There's some rumors on that. We'll get to those later in the show. 248-539-9797. One of the dumbest bits in radio. We'll get to it at 6:35. And a taboo conversation. It is. It's stupid.
Can we
just
throw Tom under the bus now?
It's his thing, but it is dumb, and we embrace dumb. We do. We embrace dumb.
I enjoy it.
Are you mad?
How about the Chapman bit?
Oh.
What's a dumber bit? Mock schedules or...
I gave away the
going back to Matt Chapman.
Trying to build some anticipation here. Well, Matt Chapman,
that's what you get for calling me dumb.
You're not dumb. The bit
I know. I'm just messing with you.
The bit is dumb, Tom. Jeez, everybody's on edge this morning.
Well, you started it with the, hey, well, we won 14-2, but we don't have that guy.
Yeah.
Mm. He makes us better. I don't know why people fight this. I'm falling into it. Heather with the news.
Hey, you guys. Good morning. So Wayne County is hoping to reduce youth violence through this new program that will actually monitor teens on social media. So the county is hiring a youth intelligence specialist who would basically track any alarming posts made on any social media platforms by young people in Metro Detroit. So this youth intelligence specialist would be required to create and maintain online personas, monitor online interactions, and then keep up to date on social media trends. The goal, obviously, like I said, pretty simple, to reduce youth violence. Here's a little stat. In Detroit alone, the number of juveniles shot and killed in 2022 was more than triple the number killed in 2019. So it sounds like a great idea, but of course some people are saying, hey, what about privacy online, right? How much privacy are these teens entitled to online? And this youth intelligence specialist can't track profiles that are private, right? They're not the police. They're not going to be. So if you have your profile set to private, they can't see your interactions. But if you have a public profile, those would be the profiles they would be looking at.
Yeah.
So you can apply if this is something you'd like to do. You could make between $65,000 and $92,000 a year.
Dang.
Sign me up.
I'm great at perusing
the internet and social media. And yeah, I'm a good online sleuth. If I need to be.
There might not be anything that would be more eye gouging and punch myself in the head moments than perusing social media all day long.
I know. And then let's say you miss something.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, girl, you're out of here. Yep. You're fired.
Mm-hmm.
For teens, no less, John.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
I wouldn't even understand the language.
This is true, yes.
In a language I don't understand.
Yes. And no pronunciation.
Yeah.
No. Yep. Just terrible.
Yep. A 16-year-old Roseville girl is facing charges after stabbing another teen at Campus Martius over the weekend. Too bad her social media account wasn't being monitored by this youth intelligence agent.
Yeah, what happened?
So I'll get there. She was charged on Monday with one count of felonious assault, which is a felony punishable by up to 4 years in prison, $2,000 charge. Not positive yet on whether she's going to be charged as an adult or not, so that could change her punishment. But they say this girl and another young boy, 15-year-old boy, got in some sort of verbal argument that then escalated. The girl used a pocket knife to stab the boy in the stomach multiple times. It does sound like he's going to be okay. I know as of Sunday, he was in like serious stable condition. A fight over who knows what. They didn't go into details about that, but some sort of argument. Shelby Township police say a man has been charged after allegedly scamming an elderly couple out of $50,000. So this man, who actually lives in Toledo, he's here in the U.S. on a student visa, has been charged with one count of false pretenses and one count of larceny. But they say that this couple was contacted by this guy through email, and it said that they had a pending fraudulent credit card charge for purchasing child pornography.
Oh,
Yeah, you don't want that, right? So the suspect told the couple, you need to withdraw $50,000 in order to prevent the charges from being successful. But not only that, do you just take out the money? You have to put the money, you have to put the cash into a box, and an agent from the Treasury Department would come and pick it up. And of course, don't tell anybody about this because you don't want this to get out.
People.
But the couple did it. And 2 days later, this guy rented a car, drove from Toledo to Shelby Township, and the couple gave the suspect a box with $50,000 cash inside. Police say that this guy is under federal investigation in at least two other scams of elderly residents.
Did they recover the $50,000?
I really hope so, because normally they can never find the people who do it, right? Because
it's cash and it's
so hopefully, they yes, they got the guy. I'm guessing, I'm hoping this couple gets their money back.
No.
Oh, it's sad. A lucky West Michigan woman scored the biggest payday of her life after playing the lottery recently. So this woman, 63 years old, she's remaining anonymous. She actually forgot that she purchased these online tickets because she won a little bit of money playing the lottery. She thought, oh, I'll just put some of this money, buy a couple of these tickets. Mm-hmm. And you just kind of forget. But she said she got an email because she bought them online. You got a big payout. Go check your account. So she logged on, saw $1 million pending. And she said she had to log out, log back in, log out, log back in. Because she was like, this can't be.
Let's unplug the computer.
So yes, she restarted and started. And lo and behold, the $1 million was still there. So she says she's going to save her winning. So good for her.
Good for her, yeah.
And finally, a record number of people are expected to hit the road for Memorial Day weekend this year. 1.29 million Michiganders are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home between Thursday, May 22nd through Monday, May 26th. And that's 37,000 more than last year, just for Michigan residents. Nationwide, 45.1 million people will travel, which is 1.4 million more domestic travelers than last year.
Wow.
People want to travel.
Excited.
Get out of the house.
Yeah. On the road again.
Yeah.
It's Heather with the news. End of the hour, a taboo conversation. And coming up next, a very highbrow, intelligent, not at all dumb or silly topic that we will do as a radio show. It's 97.1. Speaking of serious, if you're injured in a car accident, you need some help. You're stressed, maybe in pain, you're confused. There's a law firm out there that cares about you, and it's KG Law. I know Lawrence KG. He's a Detroiter. He built his business the right way. He built it with a team of people, many of which are still there from the beginning, staffed up to get you the biggest payout possible. Views you as more than a number in the insurance game. His phone number is 877-KG-CARES, online at kgcares.com. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident, you need to call KG Law now. It's spelled K-A-J-Y, kgcares.com. That's kgcares.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Gov is very protective over this, going as far as to hand us his mock schedule, but making us promise to go with him one game at a time so we don't spoil it.
I actually got blindfolded, and I got the hoodie put over my head as he was laying the mock schedule in front of me, covering it up. So,
well, a little history lesson here is way back in sports radio in the late 90s, I was part of the NFL Elite.
Oh,
and basically what that was is saying that the NFL is going to pretty much take over the world, and it has, right?
Yep. No
and
doubt.
And so I'm acting like the NFL, they're very secretive, little leaks out there and stuff like that. But this thing is guarded. I mean, we don't get like humongous leaks and stuff. So anyways, guys, I know this is a silly exercise, but why not? The Lions mock schedule. We've been pretty decent the last couple of years at this. We're doing it a little bit earlier. We used to do it day of, but because of leaks, we're doing it early because it was kind of starting to be, I was getting, you know, too many things to where I would know what to do to a degree.
Right.
So here we go. Opening game, Sunday, September 7th. And I know it's an old bit, but we're going to knock it out of the way quick. It's at Matthew Stafford and the LA Rams, 425 Fox America Game of the Week. And the reason I think this is because of the news we got yesterday that Philly and Dallas is a big sacrifice for Fox. So they're going to give them a big NFC matchup week one there. And those are two of the best NFC teams after Philly's gone. Dallas, I think, bounces back a little this year.
They can't be any worse, really. Right.
Response to that matchup? Mine's yawn.
Yeah.
Then they're done.
Eye roll. Yeah. Yes.
Hey, they got to play them sometime.
I know.
All right. Week two. Oh, Sunday night. Guess who's coming to town? And they're probably going to be led by an old friend who once called us that team. The Pittsburgh Steelers, week two, Sunday night, Ford Field.
So you think Aaron does end up in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
And, I mean, the new contender is New Orleans because of the retirement of Carr. But, yeah, so September 14, Steelers, Sunday night football.
Let's go.
That's going to be a hot ticket because Steeler Nation will want to invade Ford Field. They want to do a takeover. All right, week three, we're going prime time again at Benedict Johnson and the Chicago Bears Monday Night Football. And a little intel on this one, a couple leaks have come out about the Bears, and they've got some prime time late season games. They're going to be playing on Christmas Day, most likely, because they announced the week before matchups, and therefore for time off and all that. And then also they're playing the Black Friday game against Philly.
Saw that.
So
I think there's a chance we do get the Bears early in the season. Some people think it could be as early as week one if it ends up being a lot of division matchups.
True.
But I think this makes sense early in the season. Bring it on.
Week four, September 28th. We go on the road for the third time in 4 weeks. The Detroit Lions go to Arrowhead in CBS's America Game of the Week. Nance and Romo on the call.
At the Chefs.
Every game's a big game.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when you're a Super Bowl contender.
Well, I'll tell you what. One thing with this exercise, and maybe that's what we talk about after we get through the whole schedule. The gauntlet that this team's facing this year is more eye-opening when you put it on paper and you put dates next to it. It is. The Lions have a hell of a schedule. All right. Week five, October 5th, Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers come to town. First 1 o'clock game of the season.
Just the second home game into October here.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with this. I like how it's setting up so far.
Week six, October 12th. Oh, Sunday night again at Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders.
Okay.
It's a game we've been circling.
Mm-hmm. And I think this one, too, a little guidance just from a few leaks out there. All right, this is the snoozer of all snoozers, and Jim's not going to get his wish. Week seven, October 19th, the Cleveland Browns and who knows who their quarterback is come to town.
Dylan Gabriel season.
You wanted that game to be on Thanksgiving for some reason.
Well, just because food tastes better when you win. No stress this time.
So I've been to two Thanksgiving games in my life. I actually saw the Browns on Thanksgiving at Ford Field back in like 1989.
Yeah.
And then 90, I saw John Elway and the Broncos. Not that anybody cares.
No. Nope.
All right. Week 8, and this is the biggie, October 26th, America's Game of the Week on Fox at the Philadelphia Eagles. And there have been a few leaks out there with the Eagles with some backloaded games. So, again, and I've thought this all along, this game will be the marquee matchup in the NFC, at least going into the season, and Fox is going to want this thing dead set in the middle of the season on World Series weekend to create their triple header of football, World Series.
I know I make fun of you, but the level of detail on this is impressive.
I can't get serious.
The guy's got Fox's programming schedule in mind here.
I had CBS's too.
I don't doubt it. And this is at the midpoint. Will Aleem McNeil be back? I think will be a big question.
Yeah, that's right before Halloween.
Yeah, I'm going to say no, but I think this is. I like the fact. I really like how this schedule is shaping up.
Week 9, November 3rd. November 3rd is not a Sunday. It's a Monday, and Ford Field gets their first Monday night game of the season. The Green Bay Packers come to town.
Okay. We're also waiting on a bye week at some point here. This is a later bye, which I appreciate.
You're on cue. Week 10, November 9th, bye week.
Are you looking ahead?
Don't be cheating. I swear, look, you guys can see. This is one
cheater.
At a time.
No,
these
whatever,
younger generations, they can't wait for anything.
Instant gratification. Gotta know.
Bregman. All right, back to the schedule. Week 11, November 16th, Benedict Johnson and the Chicago Bears come to town. 1 o'clock start. Nothing special. All these teams have so many primetime games. Now, maybe a candidate to go to 425, when they change some times later in the year.
Right.
All right, week 12, and this is the week before Thanksgiving. I speculated this yesterday. November 23rd at the Cincinnati Bengals. 1 o'clock start because they want the Lions to get home on the short week.
Oh, I agree with that. I think that looks good. Trey Hendrickson going to get a chance to go back to Cincinnati.
Not if Brad has anything to say about it.
He wins. All right. Thanksgiving, the big one. Traditions, parades, all that stuff. And this will be a 1 o'clock start this year, not 12:30.
Yeah, not traditions. Traditions thrown out the window.
Sorry, John.
And I kind of hinted at this yesterday when you guys were doing your circle games, but I am going with the Minnesota Vikings. J.J. McCarthy and the Minnesota Vikings come to town, and it will not be the Bears. We know that because they are playing Black Friday.
So how about this? The month of November, you have them playing all division opponents all at home. Good chance to pick up some steam there.
Well, so maybe
except for the Bengals.
No, but he'll play the three division teams all at home. They can't play four division teams. They are
the four. No McNeil, maybe a tough start to a 5-3 or the first 8 weeks or something like that, hopefully. And then they get the division teams and they start to get healthy. McNeil gets back and we get this thing going.
So as we get to December, I'm not cheating, they have to play Baltimore still. Who else do they have to play?
Dallas. No,
Dallas still. Some big games coming at the end of the season.
All right. December 4th. That's not a Sunday. That's the Thursday after Thanksgiving at Ford Field.
Oh.
The Dallas Cowboys, who will also be on 7 days rest.
Makes Thursday sense. To Thursday.
Yeah. And they also, Lions played that Thursday night last year against the Packers. All right. December 14th, Sunday, 1 o'clock. Could be cold as we get into the winter. The Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field.
Outdoor games, elements.
Yep, tiny hands.
Week 16 at the Baltimore Ravens, 4:25 kick. Most likely a Fox or CBS game of the week.
This is what I was talking about yesterday, though. I had the Chiefs for preference, but I want a big test at the end of the season. Outdoors, elite quarterback, see what the team's made of.
The Lions do not play on Christmas Day on my mock schedule. Week 17, December 28th, the New York Giants at home, a 1 o'clock start. And finally.
Is that a free space late in the season?
Yeah.
Jackson Dart playing?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the Citadel before they play the Iron Bowl.
And we can buy tickets for Valeni for Christmas to go see him.
Oh, perfect.
That's why I did this, actually. All right, finally, week 18, January 4th. You should know this one. It's a division opponent. They haven't played them yet. At Minnesota, J.J. McCarthy and Kevin O'Connell could be for the division title again.
Starting on the road, finishing on the road.
And that's a TBD because every game could be flex at the end of the year.
What John, immediate takeaways.
Well, I like it because, I mean, you look at the start of the schedule, Rams, Steelers, Bears, I think there's a chance, a high likelihood that they start 3-0. And then the Chiefs, we know whenever Jared Goff plays Patrick Mahomes, that's a win. Pencil that one in.
Are you gearing up to pick 15 wins?
Buccaneers, Commanders.
Is he going to play the win-loss game on my mock schedule?
I mean, I'm looking at this going, they could be 7-0 to start the season before they travel to Philadelphia. I like the way it starts out. It becomes much tougher. But if it starts out like this, it gives this team a little bit of time with new offensive coordinator, new defensive play caller to get their feet underneath them. Obviously, at the Rams, Calvin Shepard's going to have to be on his A game to start the season because of what they've done with the wide receivers. Obviously, Matthew Stafford, it's on the road. But I do like how you have this schedule starting for the Lions.
3 of 4 on the road to start, 3 of 4 on the road to close. But yeah. The difference is at the end of the year, this team should be getting everybody right. Mm-hmm. And the month of November with the home games and the division games, the schedule's great. And I love the fact that the bye is middle to middle late because, you know, guys, we've dealt with this. They're going to get banged up. You want a little reprieve to get them right.
You know what? A conversation once in a while happens between a team and a league. And I'm quite confident the Lions had a conversation with the league after the season about their bye week. It's just kind of a hunch.
Oh, sure.
You know, like,
hey,
seriously,
we had one early last year. So let's our needs to be in the second half of the season.
Yeah. Give us something just a little bit later, kind of get things going. It was like last year. It was week 5 or something like that. Dude, I'm telling you right now, the schedule's hard.
Man. No question. My God. I mean, but if it lays out like this, I like it.
I'm counting 5 primetime games plus Thanksgiving.
Those 1 o'clock games can always be flexed as well. I mean,
but then throw in the America game of the week, the 4 o'clock, the prime spots on Fox. They have a ton. I mean, this is going to be some variation of this. A lot of high profile, big televised games.
Well, as it should be. Get used to it because it's the same thing last year. Like, okay, the 1 o'clock games are done here in Detroit for the most part. You're going to be playing 4:30 or in prime time, whether it's Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night. This is a team that people want to see.
It's the mock schedule. 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to an IRS collection or audit, you need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. And when dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case could take a lot of twists and turns. You need someone who's in the know, and that is an experienced law firm like Abraham and Rose. They're prepared to advocate on your behalf, no matter if it's civil or criminal or even the Michigan Department of Treasury. So whether personal income tax or business payroll tax has got you jammed up, you need a real team of local lawyers, not a tax organization with a random individual that you're never going to meet. Visit abrahamandrose.com today, or you can call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
Reviews are in. People love the mock schedule. Texter says, Gov, that was awesome. There is follow-up, though. No international game for the Lions this year, ? No, there's not expected to be one.
No, I think they've announced all of the international games.
There's leaks out there that haven't been confirmed by big-time sources, but they're probably true. We kind of knew that they wouldn't have an international game.
Correct.
Which means I think they get one next year for sure, and they probably lose a home game because of it.
Well, they'll have 9 home games next year, so that it's more likely that they would have one next year than they would this year.
Germany? People have talked about it with St. Brown.
Okay. Then we can, that's next year's issue.
Anyway.
So who's I do the Irish accent. Who does the German accent on the show?
You got to be careful. Heather? You got to be careful with the German accents.
All right, let's move on.
That's right. Wednesday night, the actual schedule will come out, and we'll do the schedule game and all the fun and all the stuff on Thursday's show. But we got to work ahead, people. The leaks are coming fast and furious, so Tom threw that out there for us. We got 2 Grand Slam coming up at 7:25, and a question from Heather's life. A red flag.
Uh-oh.
I need advice.
Flags? Well, that's what we're here for.
7:35. We'll get to it. Taboo conversation that I'm not quite sure we're allowed to have. You see the latest on Trey Hendrickson?
I did. He has not had conversations with his current team, which is the Cincinnati Bungles.
Bungle in this. His quotes, no communication has taken place between my camp and the organization post-draft. He said this in a released statement. The offers prior to the draft did not reflect the vision we shared and were promised last offseason if I continue to play at a high level. Side note, he led the league in sacks last season. Coaches are aware of these past conversations. Rather than using collaboration to get us to a point to bring me home to the team, they, all caps, are no longer communicating. I've been eagerly awaiting a resolution of the situation, but that's hard to do when there's no discussion and an evident lack of interest in reaching the mutual goals. He added, we don't have any desire of being the highest paid or, you know, first in line, just wants some security.
So it obviously opens up the conversation of, do you, Brad Holmes, go get him?
So it's funny you should say that. CBS Sports lists their top five landing spots. Mm-hmm. Number one is the Detroit Lions.
Does it give the reasons? Because I've got to imagine cap space, familiarity, yeah, head coach.
Yes, yeah, so it says Lions addressed their offensive line early in the draft, along with receiver depth, the one area that went curiously overlooked, pass rusher, despite the team's desperate need since the departed Za'Darius Smith to step in as Aiden Hutchinson's replacement last season. With more than $40 million in cap space still available, they could be a prime landing spot for a proven talent. The number one landing place.
Okay. We're going to go down this road yet again this offseason.
Can we, though?
I mean, sure. It's...
No, I just know, and I don't even mean from like the Brad like looking down at us. I mean, like, even our listeners, I think, get a little nauseated by this.
There are some, and I think those that are willing to be patient are nauseated by this, because has Za'Darius Smith signed with anyone?
No.
Has Trey Hendrickson been traded to anyone?
No, nor has he found a long-term deal.
Correct. But there's no one that is necessarily beating down the door, or at least willing to give Cincinnati what they're asking for.
Can I give you the number two and number three landing spots?
Sure.
Washington and Green Bay. See, and I think that's where you'd irk some people.
Oh, no matter where Trey Hendrickson, if he doesn't stay in Cincinnati, if they don't come to a resolution on his contract by adding a few years, adding a few dollars, and ends up anywhere, sure, there's going to be some angst. There's going to be some anger of, why didn't he end up in Detroit? I'm not saying he will, and I'm not saying he won't. I'm just saying he hasn't landed anywhere yet. Neither has Za'Darius Smith. Now, if given the option between the two, I think everybody would sit there and say, yeah, I'd rather have Trey Hendrickson. The Detroit Lions have $40 million in cap space. That does not yet account for any extension for Aiden Hutchinson, which will take up a little bit of that space. Now, not necessarily this year, but moving forward. And I think the holdup for teams, there's two holdups, is they aren't willing to pay 31 teams across the NFL whatever Cincinnati right now is asking. As we get closer to the season, if this becomes a little bit more less amicable between Trey Hendrickson and Cincinnati, I think that price will start to drop.
Well, I think we're getting there. I mean, he's releasing public statements saying they're not trying. They're not looking to negotiate.
Well, he's trying to force their hand. And I mean, we saw Myles Garrett demand a trade. What happened to him?
Mm-hmm.
Contract extension in Cleveland. So it's not like these things can't be mended. They're not talking behind closed doors. So now Trey Hendrickson is opening up the door and saying, I want to have these conversations, and he's doing it publicly, trying to force their hand. Doesn't mean Cincinnati has to. It doesn't mean that they won't.
Yeah, I think that the difference here is Cleveland had maintained steadfast, we want him, we want to pay him, we want to keep him, we're going to take care of him.
Well, Cincinnati made that statement earlier.
Well, they gave him permission to seek trades to other teams, something Cleveland did not do, unless I missed something. And in this case, you have a breakdown in communication from the team side of things. The Cleveland thing was player side of things.
There is a perceived breakdown in communication.
You think he's lying?
No, I don't think he's lying. I think that his timeline is obviously not matching up with Cincinnati's timeline. And yeah, there can be some anger involved. There could be some angst. And you know what makes it all better?
Money.
Cheddar. And when you look at his contract, if they add say 2 years. They add a few more dollars. All of a sudden, he is happy to be back in Cincinnati.
We've got some time before the two Grand Slam. Here's what we'd like from you guys. Why is this not happening? Because if we have the conversation, hey, Trey Hendrickson, the Lions should go get him, we're going to be met with, it's not happening. Why? Is it because of Brad Holmes' preferences? Is it because of the money that's at play in the situation? Is it because the Bengals and Trey Hendrickson are going to work this out? Why is this not happening? Because outside the market, national CBS is saying this is the place he should be. If we make that same argument for the 15th time, it's going to be met with, it's not happening, guys, move on. Why is it not happening, Trey Hendrickson to the Lions? It's 97.1.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.